88 best players in the state playing here at the game. And they've been working all week. Great set of coaches working with them. Great crowd today and a beautiful day. For the 3,000 or so people who are here, this is one of the best days of the year. I think the biggest thing for the players are the friendships that they make. They really do last a lifetime for many of them. I coached in the game 30 years ago, and I still am in contact with some of the players that played in that game 30 years ago. We've had a really good relationship with the Vikings over the past years. They sponsor our Mission Football event. They've been a financial sponsor for us for quite a few years and have been very giving. They're also helping us sponsor Tackle Cancer these last couple of years, and I think this year even more so than ever. We're hoping to grow that partnership, sponsorship, so that we can together help the youth of Minnesota through football learn more about life and become better people for the rest of their lives.
Well, really, I think in football in particular, it's a bond for a lifetime, and these guys are getting a chance to make new friends that they'll stay in contact with for years. So that's really one of the exciting things about an All-Star game. Again, it goes back to the Wilf vision of growing the Vikings and the youth football community, and a chance for us to host the game at the new state-of-the-art U.S. Bank Stadium will be amazing.
Oh, man, it's awesome, man. Anytime, is you know, I like what they having these kids get another game. They seniors. They got one more opportunity of a high school game to compete. What more can you ask for on this beautiful day like today? So getting their mindset on a Saturday if they're going to be playing in college football. So this is a good event that they're doing. I'm happy to be a part of it. Oh, man, take back my high school days, man. Getting ready, anxious to go on that college campus to make my name mean something, you know, then probably change something that was there when I got there. I know when I'm walking into Minnesota, University of Minnesota, it was a losing program. So I want to be a part of something different, change that mentality where the losing goes to winning, you know, and that's what I was about. So seeing these kids out here, man, excited, you know, I'm looking at them. I don't like the energy, though. You know, you don't know what tomorrow brings. I want to show y'all who's going to represent Minnesota well. So I'm loving that a little bit, to tell you the truth.
It looks like they've got some really good players here. It looks like a little enthusiasm and a great day for football. Boy, I tell you, looking at some of these kids, they like some of them should be in college already for a couple of years. But it just reminds me of how exciting, how fun high school football really was. That's you know, once you get past high school football, it's still fun, but it's not as much fun as it was when you're in high school. You know, you get to know everybody from all over the cities and stuff, but once you're in college, I mean, it's almost like being in the professional leagues. It's like, you know, you got to keep your scholarship, so you just got to play hard every game, every day at practice, and just make sure you're on top of your game.
We have had a partnership for a number of years. The Vikings have been very good to our coaches association. We have a number of initiatives that we have. This is one of the largest, but it's not the only one. And the fact that the Vikings are literally inviting us to be all in, we're ready and raring to be all in, and we think it's a win-win for both our entities, certainly the Minnesota Coaches Association, the communities, the players, the parents, the supporters, but I think it's a win for the Vikings as well.